We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Luis Rojas is meeting the media right now. Let's head to the Mets Zoom room.
After that 18-run performance the other night, though, these last three games, are you seeing the team revert back to the at-bats you saw earlier in the season, or has it been more hard luck in your mind and just, you know, not getting the job done in these specific instances?
Yeah. Well, Steve, I particularly after that game, yeah, I seen a couple of poor at-bats in that situation and, you know, just non-quality at-bats, you know, not just maintaining our approach that we still have with, when there's nobody on or no one in scoring position. So, you know, once again today we get double digits in hits and we get one run out of a solo homer. You know, and then that tells you right there some of the things that have been affecting us, you know, to score more runs as an offensive team, because we know how good we are offensively. I mean, there's numbers out there that put us in the top of probably a lot of categories, right, from an offensive standpoint. But when it comes down to the runner scoring position situation, that's not where we're at the top, you know. And you know, we got games left. We know that we can score more runs. We know that we can do it. And, you know, we've got to get back to that approach that we had in some of those games where we just, you know, runners in scoring positions, runner nobody on, we're all locked in. So not the case tonight. And you know, that's what led to us scoring just one run.
We were just talking to Brandon. He said that, you know, he thinks maybe in those spots, because of how much it gets talked about, the guys are putting a little bit more pressure on themselves. Do you feel like that's the case? And if so, why do you think that has now crept back in lately again after it seemed like you guys had turned the corner on that?
Well, I mean, we talked about it. I mean, today in our hitters meeting, you know, it was talked about. Chili Davis, who's working remotely, mentioned it a little bit about, you know, staying within your approach. You know, everyone's aware that's being one of the things that's hurt us in some of the outcomes of the game, you know, just not able to score as many runs as we can, even though we score some runs. We've done a great job creating traffic, creating situation. But the guys knowing this, it certainly can create a little bit of anxiety as a hitter. And you can just, you know, either get a little bit shy or get a little bit too anxious, you know, going outside the zone early in counts, because pitchers are trying to make clutch pitches in situations like that. So what you can do is what you can control is just, you know, stay within your zone. Don't change your approach. Just maintain it. And when you get that pitch, you'll be able to drive it. And those are some of the things that we're trying to simplify to the guys, so they're able to maintain that approach and stay consistent whenever those situations come up.
Next question is from Tim Healy.
Hey, Luis, what to you was the biggest moment of this game?
Biggest moment of this game? I mean, we had a little bit of momentum there. I mean, there's a couple of things that can, you know, we can talk about this game, Tim. And, you know, there's a couple of examples that we've singled out so far this season that we said that they hurt us. So, you know, whether it's defensively, not making a play and giving extra outs, you know, that, you know, translated into runs, or making a base running mistake. So stopping momentum to score runs and not hitting with runs in scoring position. Those two things we saw it in the game tonight and different points of the game. I don't think there's just like one thing I can single out, but we saw those three things just highlighting and it led to the result of the game against us.
I think you were just alluding to it, but what did you think of McNeil's out at third base to end the eighth?
Yes, it definitely stopped the momentum for us there. It was an infield hit for me, off the bat, just them playing the shift. So we were making the play and coming in away from first base in that angle, and you have Jimenez running there. It's just lack of awareness at the time. On a read like that, and you feel that you can beat the third baseman there, the third base, but you can definitely, either read, stop, get back, or if you get caught in between because there's a no throw and you get hung at second base. I mean, worst case scenario, you let the runner from third score, maybe get away with a run there, even though that happened. But to advance to third, from second to third in some of those situations, you almost got a time to throw and then leave a bad second or third. But, so it's just a little bit of lack of awareness there that led into running into an out right there before even the run scored.
Thank you.
Next question is from Tim Britton.
Hey, Louis. One of those other big moments was probably the Ramos at-bat against Romero there in the sixth. Did you think when Romero was coming into that game about maybe pinch hitting for Ramos? And what did you think about his approach there going after the first pitch like that?
Well, first of all, hitting is an aggressive approach. I like the guys always to be ready to hit. He's been successful with the first pitch. I mean, I think he got Ken Giles the other day on a homer straightaway center. It was either the first, second pitch. He was ready to hit. And, coming into that situation against a lefty, which Ramos has done really good this season and in his career, you feel pretty good about him going into that situation, probably doing some damage. And, not the case. Went after the first pitch, and the pitch from Romero just beat him, and then hit that ground ball. That was a, perfect 6-4-3 for them and killed our momentum there. But we like that matchup, lefty against righties, with Wilson at the plate. I mean, today his approach wasn't quite like it's been, like it was over the weekend. And, those are some of the things that we've seen as well with a few of our guys in the lineup. And, what we can do is just keep working so they make the adjustment and they come back tomorrow and they can deliver in those big at-bats.
And then how tough is it down the stretch of a season like this to have guys play with like the proper amount of urgency, but also to stay within themselves, to kind of play relaxed, but still know the magnitude of each game for you guys?
Yeah, it's the communication is the biggest tool. I mean, for this, this season and the guys just, running into a situation, for example, like Ramos today, having that 0-4 3-day, not his best approach and just communicating, talking to him and letting him know what we're seeing what kind of adjustments he can make. And also, cause these guys are, Ramos is not playing every day or he's not doing like the sixth game and having a backup catcher who's doing one. Like we're throwing the best nine each day. Some of these guys are not, playing every day like they're used to. And now they're also working around that, getting their timing, doing the extra work, doing early work with our hitting coaches or with our defensive coaches as well in their areas. So it's definitely a new thing for them, but it's for being a professional player, you definitely got to find out what to do. And I think these guys know exactly what to do. And we're just going to keep doing that. We got to single out those little things that hurt us or that hurts a particular player from getting to the point that he's going to be at his best. So we have games left, and the best thing we can do right now is just bounce back tomorrow. We gotta win one game and then keep going from there.
Thanks.
Next question is from Tony DeComo.
Hey, Louis, you just mentioned that every game is important now. With Ramos in particular, he has lost some of his playing time. How much confidence do you have in him as one of those primary options for you at catcher down the stretch in these big games?
Well, the same as coming into today's game, the same as coming into Friday after the day off when he cut and we scored all the runs and it was a big part of it. I mean, every day we're putting the lineup together and it's like, okay, this is our nine. And then the guys that are not in, we're thinking of how we're going to get him in as well. So we trust everyone that's on the roster. And, Ramos now that's been sharing more time with Chirinos than he was doing before when Nito was active or when we had Ali Sanchez also as a catcher. It definitely can be challenging for him and, it's understandable, but it's just, how this season is. We're right now, in a short season, we're looking for those nine. We're matching up basically. So, we feel pretty good about him, coming in today, facing Arrieta. He's got history with him. And then we also felt pretty good about him in that at bat against the lefty Romero. So we have confidence, all of our guys. We feel that they're going to deliver. They're going to hit a big, they're going to get a big hit in those situations. I mean, it hasn't been the case a lot of times. And that's where it comes down to us as coaches as well, and them as players, you know, just to be coachable and to work on it really hard, just so we're better tomorrow.
Thank you.
Luis, thank you for your time this evening.